Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Ladies and giblets, it's the one, the only, B-Train, a.k.a. Brian Rails. Who the fuck else would report this shit to you? I mean, come on. All right, so first and foremost, folks, I don't have a fancy-dandy theme when it comes to Monday Night Raw, but, however, I'm going to report it to you anyways. So, Raw emanated from London, and according to Michael Cole, the attendance was 17,341 because it was that. And it was in the O2 Arena in London. Let's repeat it 5-6 times throughout the show to promote cross-sanctioning promotion for the network and various other WWE shindigs, right? All right, so anyway, semantics. WWE Raw, okay, so the show opened with Roman Reigns and Kurt Angle, you know, coming out, promoing about what happened last week, how Jinder Mahal shouldn't stick his nose where it doesn't belong. And Roman Reigns then in part went backstage, and after he had said, "I got to do what I got to do," to Kurt Angle, and he proceeded to beat the crap out of Jinder Mahal, which I find funny, only because Raw was full of action this time and it negated being boring. And I mean that in the nicest of all ways. Then, okay, so the night opened with its first match, Seth Rollins, the Intercontinental Champion, in his open Intercontinental Championship matches against a very formidable opponent, Kevin Owens. Those two put on one hell of a match. Let me tell you, that was a really good match. I liked it. Rollins ended up getting the victory. Thank you, Curb Stomp. And then, goodness sakes. Okay, so the second match of the night, moving forward, folks, was Bobby Roode versus No Way Jose versus Baron Corbin for a qualifying match, a pre-qualifying match for Raw Men's Money in the Bank briefcase, and Bobby Roode ended up winning. Not surprised. How did he win? Pinfall, yeah. Match three, okay, this match, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel versus Breezango. A little miscue by Breezango. And Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas double suplex gets the victory. Congratulations, you guys. Women's six-woman tag match. Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, and Natalya versus the Riot Squad. Sasha Banks had a little trouble during the match. It was good back and forth action. I liked it. But Banks, Moon, and Natalya win via submission. Okay. The Deleters of Worlds. That's catchy. I like that. Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy went against the Revival. Bayley versus Mickey James versus Alexa Bliss. It was the women's qualifying match for Money in the Bank. And Mickey James and Alexa kind of had some exchanges back and forth. That's to be expected in a triple threat match. You're not always going to expect them one another to be each other's friend in a triple threat. Let's just say that. I'm not going to elaborate further. Okay, so finally, main event time, folks. You saw Braun Strowman and Finn Balor versus Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. It was a decent Raw overall. And I sound like an Uber Mark for saying this, but wow, I'm pleasantly surprised. Now, comparing that to the review sheet that I saw, I'm just going to say this. If you have never wrestled before, we're allowed to make observations, right? If you never had a match or been involved in a match, and reading the analysis, dudes, on the sheet itself was hilarious. I say that nicely because looking at this person's reviews on BleacherReport.com, it's an overall observation if you were a booker, not an overall observation if you were a fan. If you were a fan, it would have sounded something like this. Well, I didn't agree with some of the things that happened, but I like this or I like that. The reason why I decided to review upon Monday Night Raw is because, well, as the title says, I have some concerns. One of them is, can Bobby Roode hang in a ladder match? You never know, because we haven't seen him in a ladder match with Finn Balor yet. So Finn Balor qualified, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Roode. So Money in the Bank is filling up really fast. For those of you looking for tickets, they're still available on Ticketmaster.com and StubHub.com. If you have any questions about the mailing delivery options, those ticket options will go viral, okay? So don't hesitate, because I already got my NXT Chicago tickets. Those are probably sold out. I can vouch for that because NXT, I had to hurry and get SummerSlam because Ryan's in my backyard. No, the show will not be in my backyard, you smartass. That guy is such a... Okay, well, what were my overall thoughts on Monday Night Raw? It's interesting that now Ronda Rousey, at the beginning you saw, has been challenged by Nia Jax. So what does that mean for the women's division? What does it mean? Are we all going to lose our shit if Ronda Rousey wins the championship and becomes women's champion? I don't think so. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad match because, as Nia put it, I have an obligatory match. And I'm not very surprised at all that Nia actually challenged someone that is worth her time. No offense, but she could destroy Bliss by herself. That was apparent because 5 foot nothing's not going to beat Force of Greatness, Nia Jax. There's no way. I'm curious. I've got some concerns because Money in the Bank, you never know until you actually see the event live. And I have been to several events, WWE-wise, Ring of Honor, New Japan, well, not several, New Japan, one. And that was back in 2012, so it really doesn't count. What I'm asking you all is, what are your thoughts on the card so far for Money in the Bank? Because it's just forming, you know, it's like it's brainstorming, basically. My main thing is, if it's a ladder match and it's a result that you don't like, please keep it to yourself, okay? Now, we know that Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, are for Monday Night Raw, so let's see here. Finn Balor, that's three. One more. I wonder if Bobby Lashley could have the opportunity again. Jinder Mahal got hurt. So, you know, it's gimmick, whatever. The women's, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair. So four from each brand. Yeah, four from each brand. This is a very interesting take. I'm actually intrigued. Because how are they going to open up the portals of fandom and get you to be excited about it? Because what I'm getting at is NXT TakeOver has never disappointed the fans. It, you know, literally at this point in juncture, I'm not really
reeling. I'm not really, upset. It's concern. Concern, folks. It's the type of concern that a fan usually has before a pay-per-view, because it's coming up soon in June, in 4 or 6 weeks. June 17th, I believe, because I lied. There's still some seats left. If you were willing to pay $500 each and pay $1,000, which, no thank you. I just looked on StubHub.com for the seats, and I'm guaranteeing you, if I look at Ticketmaster here in a bit and I find that the seats are sold out, that's a crock of shit, because main roster events in WWE, it's hit and miss. It is hit and miss because I say so? No, it's hit and miss because I've seen one pay-per-view this year that is worthy of fan approval, and that's because fans are very marky-mark about shit. All of us are, including myself. So anyways, folks, while I take a gander at this, Ticketmaster.com. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification, ladies and gents. Give me 1 second. Aside from the blaring speakers, wow, there's no tickets on. There's no tickets on Ticketmaster.com. That's hilarious. 2 seats available. Now, I don't think we're going to be able to make it to, Money in the Bank. Yeah, we are. I'll find a way. Because. It says that all the seats are sold out on Ticketmaster. Well, when I went on StubHub, the last available tickets. First MO. Can't name to you because the names like Bobby Roode, Charlotte Flair, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens is now involved in the ladder match. We all know how crazy Kevin Owens can get in a ladder match. Oh, goodness. The reason why I'm searching for tickets, folks, is because a friend of mine and I, we are traversing to Chicago. No, we're not making a 13-hour drive from New York. Nah, that's a mess waiting to happen. But while I'm looking at ticket prices, which is, should have been done in the prior things. See here, money in the bank. Oh, 2-day pass. Oopsie daisies. Okay, so according to this, there are 2 sections available, 213, 299 each. And if I see how much it is, that's the lowest available. Okay. Oh, that's not for one ticket, but for two. Oh my goodness, I can only imagine how much it's going to be for two. Oh goodness. Upper level, so you gotta be fucking kidding me. A main event's actually sold out. Oh goodness. Oh my goodness. the tickets, holy crap. I gotta look. I'm sorry, folks, I'm getting distracted, but the lowest possible price, goodness, is, yeah, that's, goodness sakes. 1 ticket for Money in the Bank cost on StubHub.com. Are you getting this? $368.49 because you got to pay. Look here. The service fee is $66. The fulfillment fee is $52.50. So, yowza. There's no way. I understand. I understand. But look. If I'm going to Money in the Bank, my main concern is how are the ladder matches going to pan out? I don't know. I haven't been. Oh, I've seen ladder matches live. I've seen the Intercontinental title match, the ladder match at WrestleMania 32. I'm pretty sure I saw back when I, you know, lived in Kansas City, Money in the Bank pay-per-view, the very first Money in the Bank in 2009 when Kane, I believe, Kane won. Okay, what was my favorite Money in the Bank memory? Probably a match that Shelton Benjamin was involved, because that guy, this is from Eric from Evansville, Indiana. He asked, what was my favorite Money in the Bank? I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch the network to be a judge on that assessment. And be like, you never watched Money in the Bank? Look, guys. If I had a memory bank like some of you, which I don't, you know, I've been through the ringer before when I watched Money in the Bank. Some of it was good, some of it was bad, some of it was indifferent. Do I remember? Because it's all blur. WWE, the years go by so quick, man, I can't recall certain things. But I do recall the first WrestleMania WrestleMania 29. And you know what? Money in the Bank kind of does matter, because WrestleMania 31, we all lost our shit when Seth Rollins cashed in. That, you know, like I said, you're going to have demotions when you go into Money in the Bank. So, yeah. That. I'm getting to that, my dears. I'm getting to it. So, Monday Night Raw, aside from all the psycho ramble, aside from all the topicness, as I like to call it, what does good old B-Train have in store for you today for Off the Rails Tuesday edition? Rousey versus Jax? Wow, there's still seats available, folks, on StubHub, but there's no seats available on Ticketmaster, because I just now did a search. There's upper, there's lower, and you know the hilarity of it is. I think, therefore, I search. God, I give myself a heart attack all the freaking time when I look for tickets. This is the journey, man, when you're a wrestling fan. You take your fans through a journey when you talk. I'm just saying. Oh, so you're asking me how I found it. Well, I searched. I put in a search for Money in the Bank on StubHub.com. I'm free to create an account. You add any form of payment. I know this is a cheap form of advertisements, but it's true. By the way, speaking of advertisements, Monster Factory Network, it's back online. It's back on the prowl. Go to monsterfactory.org
for more information on Danny Cage's super cans for the world-famous Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey. They are available for birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever you want. Just let Danny Cage know when and where and how you would like to acquire the Monster Factory services, okay? So, by all means, go to monsterfactory.org. Go to monsterfactory.org. Sign up for the Super Cam July 20th and 21st. Monsterfactory.org. And make your dreams of becoming a professional wrestler come true. All right. This is also part of the advertisements. If you'd like to kick cancer square in the ass, go to various different websites such as SusanGComan.org and A Cure for Connor. Information about the pages to donate, to not only donate, but be a part of and help for funding and research in the fight against cancer. Call the website, be awesome, be a part of it, and fight the good fight against cancer. If you'd like to make your child's wish come true, go to MakeAWish.com, a direct sponsor of WWE.com and several various other sponsorships, or various other sites and companies. Type in the name of the WWE superstar, which your child will meet, greet, and be happy. Go to MakeAWish.com. Make your child's wish come true today. All right, folks. Enough psychobabble. Let's hit the pavement running, shall we? Enter my mind if you dare. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something I would be. So, Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. Now, most people would assume that Ronda Rousey's only had one match, so she really couldn't put on a show at Money in the Bank. But everyone knows that if she does win the championship, that title is going to stick there for quite some time. Just like everyone thought, you know, Ronda Rousey, or no, not Ronda Rousey, but Asuka has now been beaten twice, so she's human. But Ronda Rousey, will she give the fans what they want? What is that? Because, seriously, what is what the fans want? Especially seeing as how, you know, not a lot of people are sure of how to make, know what to make of Ronda Rousey. And Rousey has had formal training before this. She had formal training before WrestleMania. She was gearing up towards leaving UFC. Nia Jax has been a former Sports Illustrated model. She looks fierce. I love Nia. I think she's a great competitor. She's worked her ass off for the opportunity to become a WWE champion. And it took nearly almost 2 years to do so because she's had to face the likes of Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James. I mean, the list of experiences by both. I mean, there's a healthy respect between the two. So what are my thoughts on, overall, on the odds that Ronda Rousey will win a championship? And if people will flip their lid because she's only had a grand total of one match, and it was at WrestleMania 34. I don't know, folks. I mean, my thing is this. If I was to face somebody that had only had one match, I'd make it a point to train with said person because, okay, what if Ronda Rousey, and this is people's main concern, some of yours, what if she botulizes the match? What if she wins the championship? That's not fair. Blah, blah, blah. Life isn't fair, folk. If Nia Jax loses the match against Ronda Rousey, so what? You can turn off your TV and pout and moan, just like I'm sure that one kid who bitched about Roman Reigns losing out on the opportunity at WrestleMania 31 against, Lesnar for the championship for the umpteenth time. Not at that time, but what I'm saying is we could all react a certain way. How I'm going to react is this. There are certain people who will tune in and they will say, okay, Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey. And I'm thinking, I've never seen this match before, so why not? That's my take on it, because if I've never seen it, cool, great. You know, there's going to be varied opinions. Oh, my God, it's going to be horrible. You don't know that until you actually see it. And from a worker's perspective, I mean, it's actually beneficial because here's my thing, guys. If you're trying to make assessments on a match that hasn't even happened yet, you're going to miss the boat. I keep saying it. Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. What are the cons? What are the pros? What are the cons? One, fans have never seen it. Okay, and two, fans have never seen it. Three, fans have never seen it. So now you've got yourself a draw because Nia laid down the challenge in New York City at Radio City Music Hall when USA has spokespeople for their channel. WWE was a huge, huge part of it. You see Charlotte Flair in frame, and you see Ronda Rousey, who, you know, loves professional wrestling, which, you know what, is very rare in some instances in all levels of professional wrestling, because look, certain people do it for money, certain people do it for the love of the sport. If I was to see Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax, I think it's great because Nia has proven that you don't have to be, how do I put this? You don't have to be the Barbie doll stereotype WWE superstar. Well, I'm not trying to be mean here, but okay, Becky Lynch is not a Barbie doll. She's different. Barbie doll Becky Lynch, no. What I'm saying is the stereotypical look for a WWE Women's Champion. So Nia broke barriers. Bear with me now. Nia broke barriers by winning the Women's Championship against Alexa Bliss, proving you don't have to be a certain look. You don't have to be a certain stereotype or genre thereof. Ronda Rousey proved that, you know, with very small amount of wrestling training, that she put on a show. And she exceeded expectations from what fans expected her to do. Some of you expected her to botulize the entire match between herself teaming up with Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie. I thought that was the best match of the night, aside from Charlotte Asuka, you know, which conveyed emotion. But the point I'm getting at, folks, is when you're not familiar with something, yes, it's going to be scary. That's the problem all of us fans haven't, you know, we have, is when we're not familiar with something like Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey, we tend to, oh my God, I don't know if I want to see that match. That versus last year's Money in the Bank, which, you know, I don't care. People can hate me if I say this. When Carmella won the Money in the Bank, the very first briefcase, she guess what? She didn't let predictability become a factor. She took advantage of her opportunity that was in front of her. And it's probably because, you know, look, out of all the women, who would have expected Carmella to become a champion? She worked her ass off, just like Nia Jax. Some of you like, oh, Nia needs work, Nia needs work, Nia needs work. Everyone needs work. Just like I'm sure Ronda Rousey criticizes herself, says, man, I really need to do this better. I need to do that better. That's a part of professional wrestling. That's you not just professional wrestling, anything. So really, this match to me, that's eye-opening, yeah. It's a shocker. Wow. Talk about headlining a match. I mean, wow. I was expecting this at SummerSlam. Not now. I mean, in the pre-pay-per-view, as I like to call them, Money in the Bank. So far, things are taking shape. So far, things are looking not bleak, but, you know, like I said, I'm kind of questionable on the fence about the men's Money in the Bank. How's it going to unfold? Because you have four Raw, four SmackDown. So this is like Survivor Series mixed in with Money in the Bank. Is that what? I don't know. Like I said, they got the fans buzzing. They got fans talking. Keep things simple, stupid. If fans are talking about it, you did your job. Go get some coffee. But there needs to be a fine line when you guys, not everyone, let's not generalize. There needs to be a fine line between I hate this idea when the match hasn't even happened yet and people are losing their shit on social media, Twitter, Facebook, not so much Instagram unless you had an ability to status, which thank God there's none of that. But anyways, my overall thought process on the whole Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey, is it's going to bring a lot of joy to the WWE universe. And not just that, but the fans who watch on the network, they're going to be happy. Because Chicago, let me explain this to you, is a very, very enriched city. Because why? With wrestling, that is. Ring of Honor, NXT. I mean, there's a lot of independent wrestling also involved in Chicago that you're not aware of, but you must be aware of. I want to say one of the biggest thank yous to Uncle Bob today, Brutal Bob Evans, for allowing me to step back and take a look at what I've been doing, and that is, instead of bitching and griping about matches and what I, you know, this should improve, that should improve, how can I improve upon how I report it to my listeners, okay? I know he's going to roll his eyes and say, holy shit, what have I done to this human? But Uncle Bob, what you've done is allow me to take a step back, and what you said today on your Facebook status of keep it simple, stupid. I'm not a booker. I'm not a promoter. I'm a fan. And as a fan, I should enjoy what I enjoy, and others are going to enjoy what they enjoy. Live in the now, basically, is what he's saying. Don't worry about the booking. Don't worry about the promoting. You're not the promoter. You're the fan. Enjoy. Relax. Kick your feet up. Do whatever. And as I relay my thoughts to all of you, I just want to say I'm excited for the opportunity to be seeing Money in the Bank, because I haven't been – listen, I have not been to Chicago since CM Punk. I was there when he won the title, and then let's see. It was a Bret Hart-like screw job angle, and I loved it. It was great. Well, this is weird. I've never been so positive in my life. Okay, so my overall thoughts about Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey. I love both competitors. Why?
because they give the fans a show. That's all wrestlers owe us. Lance Storm said it best on his podcast, Once Upon a Time. He said, you don't, you know, we don't owe you anything except for a good show. And if we give you a bad show, yes, we know you'll talk about it. But do not, I repeat, do not have the ideology that we are there for other purposes. I could go in depth about that, but I have 8 minutes left. And here's the thing. From what I gather, this match is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to have good expectations for it. And like I said, Uncle Bob, Brutal Bob Evans, wow, it's weird feeling all these warm, fuzzy sensations, like warm, fuzzy feelings. Being positive is not normally my forte, but it's a change. Slight one. Nia Jax versus, moving forward, Nia Jax, most of you now know, has dealt with a lot of issues, shall we say, but her confidence is what really draws me to her. The fact that she's fierce and that she instills intimidation when she faces off with another woman, wow, awesome. That's what got her through NXT, and she had good matches against Asuka and various other females. But it seems like the way that they're building Nia Jax, I like it. I like the fact that they gave her an opportunity to acquire the women's championship this year because it's been around Alexa Bliss. That championship varies. So it's a great opportunity for Ronda Rousey, who appreciates wrestling to the point, man, where I've seen her at Evolve shows, okay, Matt Riddle, but I've also seen her at Ring of Honor shows, and I've seen their appreciation for the sport of pro wrestling. I am 100% behind that. You very seldom run into people who actually appreciate pro wrestling as a whole, and Ronda job of that. So how excited I am for that match at Money in the Bank, I couldn't tell you. I cannot tell you. Because we have men and women who are amazing. And what else? Not just men and women that are amazing. Look at the match. It's Money in the Bank. You grab a briefcase, you get an opportunity to go to WrestleMania to showcase the fact that you won a championship. To showcase the fact that you work your ass off. And so be it if it, you know, the women have to face Ronda Rousey and kick, scream, and moan about it. I think the women are appreciative of it because the movement that they have going on right now is amazing. So not only did Ronda Rousey impress me and my friend at WrestleMania 34, I mean, she shocked the world because picking up Triple H, deadlifting him, that's 260-plus pounds. And, you know, delivering a follow-away slam. She not only impressed people, she surprised people. Most people thought, oh, Ronda Rousey's probably going to botulize the whole match, and Kurt Angle and Triple H are going to have to run the whole thing. You thought wrong, my friends. Wrestling is always going to be shocking, evolving, disappointing, whatever. But when it comes to a match that you've never seen, I ask, I please ask, but I know it's going to fall upon deaf ears, that just wait. You don't know what type of match this is going to be. They may give the fans a 14 to 20 minute match. I don't know the length, and I'm not the booker, but length doesn't matter when the draw is Ronda Rousey, a name, versus another big name in WWE, Nia Jax. It's highly interesting to me that people are telling me, well, you don't know you don't know, and you're just making assumptions, and you're just making your predictions. Look, guys, I'm a broadcast journalist, as one man used to say, the late and great deceased. God rest your soul, we love you, Bobby. Bobby the Brain Heenan would always say, I'm a broadcast journalist, I just relay the facts and report the facts to you humanoids. I firmly believe that not just that match, but the two ladder matches, like I said, I have comments, questions, and concerns, but that's normal. That's me being a fan. Can't stress enough how important it is to never, ever judge a match before it happens unless you already have preconceived notions, prejudgment on it, saying to yourselves, this match is going to be terrible, goddammit. My thought as a fan is like when you go to a movie and you don't want spoilers, some asshole, and your row is literally spoiling the movie as it goes along because they've already seen it three times. Same thing goes for wrestling. I am a critic of certain things. I question it, and now I learn from Uncle Bob, is if you are the type to say this is how it is and this is what's going to happen, you're just basing, you're just imposing your opinion off of something that you don't have any factual backing to. So in other words, let it happen. Then make your assessment on the whole thing, because it's hard to take criticism. It is, I will admit, is very hard. So on the whole Chicago trip, guys and gals, I am 100% going to be happy. I'm not going to be unhappy. Why? I'm going to a different city. I'm going to see the sights. I'm going to see the sounds. I'm going to hear the sounds, hear the sounds, let me rephrase. But it's because, look, if you don't like doing the drives, if you don't like letting things happen, okay, so what? And 90-second warning. So what if Roman Reigns decides to insert himself upon certain situations? What is it of our business to decide how and what Roman Reigns' career should be? Just like it's not our business to decide Ronda Rousey's fate or Nia Jax's. So I'm going to just leave it at this. I am Brian Rails, Off the Rails Uncensored, for about an hour, 15 minutes longer than today's jam session, if you will. And, all right, folks, I got to go eat something before work, so have a nice day, night, whatever. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and one last sentiment. Toodles, bitches. Have a nice day, night, whatever.